I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's Two old queens, they're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens, it's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
And oh boy, our guest this week.
You know him. He's an actor from Eastsiders. I'm tying up here. Happy Andy to Stephen Guarino.
Yay. Welcome, Stephen.
I've never been to the East Side.
Really? But so, yet you're in a show called Eastsiders?
Well, Hollywood is a lie. We shoot on, you know, down in Manhattan Beach.
So it's a lie.
It's all on a set. I don't know.
They green screen in a cold pressed juice place.
They do. They just let me know what the culture's like. Real West Side girl.
There's an onset culture expert.
Further.
I don't like going west of Fairfax.
That's well, I understand.
I know. I live
I live in West Hollywood, but I don't participate in West Hollywood. But I like my grocery stores to be all gay.
Like an Erewhon?
Expensive and gay, yes.
Yeah. Trader Joe's are pretty gay. I
think it's because
like.
I have OCD and none of the streets here meet each other. There's lots of dead ends. It's very upsetting, all of it.
That's true.
You like a grid.
I like a grid. I like a cookie cutter. I like rules
raised
about
on Manhattan.
The lawn and the signage.
Like a HOA.
Yes, homeowners. Yes, yeah, I had to unpack that.
Sorry, I've not
really
been
sophisticated.
In any.
You know,
I've heard of them, and I've heard people complain about them. Never had any experience myself. John, do you like the West Side?
I'm so directionally illiterate, I don't know what side is what.
Towards the water in China.
Oh, I hate the beach.
You do hate the beach.
I don't like the beach. I'm very fair skinned.
I hate the beach.
What is the point of the beach? It's hot and you just nothing happens and you look at things and you get dirty.
Well, if you have
don't
an activity, are you better? Like volleyball or?
I'll watch volleyball. I mean, who hasn't seen Top Gun?
I got bored saying it. Yeah.
What if you don't like, just like, what if you're under an umbrella?
Yeah. I mean, then I can do it,
and
but
chips
I still.
And guac.
So what? Oh, great.
Take a lot.
I can take
of,
chips and guac inside. You don't need to have that outside.
Take Xanax. It helps on the
you
beach.
You don't like the ocean, like the power of the ocean being part. Oh, that's laughable. That's, the power of the ocean. You wait till a tsunami washes away your ass. You're not going to be laughing then.
Well, I won't be by the beach, so it won't wipe away my ass.
Oh, it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
All right.
West Hollywood's not even close to the beach. It's more central than anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
You like the beach?
I don't. I hate it. I'm from Florida. I'm from Orlando.
Oh.
So you spend your whole childhood trying to get away from the beach.
Are those sandy beaches? Is Orlando
nice,
by the
beach?
Yes,
very white sandy. About 30 minutes.
Ah, I have no
like sense Daytona Beach,
Florida.
Yeah. The home of Eileen Wuornos. You know, the
monster.
She really represents.
They had it coming. What's her version of Cell Block Tango?
I don't know. I guess.
Boy, we are caffeinated this morning.
We're currently Cell Block Tango makes me think I'm working over at CBS and we're currently working on a sketch that is, you know, Felicity Huffman and all the ladies from the
Tango
in Cell Block Tango, but we can't get around the fact that Chicago's such a fucking old reference.
Sure.
Do you have another jailhouse scene involving women that's not Jailhouse Rock
or Nice the New Black or something?
Huh?
Or just the New Black?
Maybe a musical parody.
No one knows Crybaby. I think people know Chicago. I think Chicago's, I wouldn't say evergreen, but I think
they know it. It just feels old.
Oh, it feels like picked over already.
Mm-hmm. Well, there hasn't been a new Ladies in Jail musical since.
I don't think so. What about Lovely Ladies from Les Mis?
Oh. That's not bad. That's not bad. Oh, wait, they're prostitutes.
That's less That's old true. Of a reference.
Well, you know, yeah, it's right. not old. It's well, more actually, picked over. We established.
Les Mis is, yeah, no, it's not going to work. Thank you.
Okay, I'll try. I mean, give me a few
John.
Minutes.
Oh,
okay. All
go.
Right, that was my top of the head.
Back to the drawing board.
Okay. Good luck with the rest of the podcast, guys. I'll
so
be
improv.
Do you? Are you a fan of like animated fare?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you have like a favorite?
Well, as a kid, what's funny is the movie we're going to discuss today was my childhood favorite.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I probably hadn't seen it in, well, I don't know, probably the same as you. Do you even recall seeing it?
I had seen like scenes of it, but I don't know if I ever sat down and watched the
right.
whole thing.
I watched it constantly as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And then I probably haven't seen it in, oh, I don't know, 20, 22 years.
I felt the same way.
Do you
Floyd
still?
Yeah.
Didn't hold up.
We'll talk about it.
Really?
Do you go to like current, like do you see like the Frozens, the
yeah,
Toy Story
animated, any Pixar, any like stop animation? You know, I even saw Box Trolls, and that was a nightmare.
That was like, mm-hmm. stop, see, animation.
I generally, I have to say, only watch animation from even like Family Guy, American Dad. I will watch them incessantly because I just prefer to watch animation over actors because I cannot divorce myself.
From who they are.
Yes, I can't just sit down and watch The Office. You know what I mean? Because I'm going through, well, this is a guest star. This is this person. This person is showing off.
I auditioned for
this
that.
This is outside the realm of the script. And it's all very stressful.
You're always noting it.
You know, I'm filled with envy and jealousy and rage.
Oh, okay.
But interesting. You do you feel that way about like reality TV, which is sort of a different thing?
That's easier on me, yes.
Gotcha.
But I still can't watch that.
One thing that I noticed recently is that like when I'm, if someone like reminds me of someone, it's always from a reality show.
Oh.
Like never from a scripted show.
That's good.
Like I've never watched a script show and be like, oh, that reminds me of this friend.
Yeah.
But
so like British Bake Off.
Yes, everyone I know. That is just my family.
I just can't imagine actually sitting down and watch Big Brother. You could talk about it, make a joke, but watch it?
I mean,
watch it?
Sure. I've watched some seasons of Big Brother.
I've been sick and watched Big Brother.
Sick and twisted.
You couldn't get to the remote? What? I just can't imagine. No, that seems horrible.
That one has a, that one it, to me is like The Bachelor, where it's like there's too much of it.
I see.
Like if you had condensed it, because Big Brother is like what, 3 episodes a week
and something like that. Yeah, yeah.
What, really?
Yeah, it's
oh
a lot.
My Lord.
Well, Love Island is in 5 episodes
wow.
a week. I
that
think one
insane.
Season has like 70 episodes.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently doing a parody of that and have not seen it yet.
Glove
but
Island.
I need to.
It's okay. No. I've directed a parody of The Bachelor and haven't seen it.
Oh, see, yeah, but you get it.
Yeah, yeah, we all get the tropes.
We get the tropes. A rose.
Jimmy Ray Bennett, as you know, he still watches Survivor and goes on Survivor chat rooms. And
oh, I still watch Survivor. I like
Survivor. You know why? It's a triumph of casting.
It
they
is.
Get the best
it's all
people.
Casting.
This is true. I'm going to run out of islands by now. I can't watch any of that.
Because you're too busy watching
Walking
Family Guy?
My heart is black.
Oh.
The human experience and I don't
Would you ever
want
to be
along.
On one of those shows? Or is there one that you think you would like to be on?
Oh, probably the one where they go around the world. That would be fun.
Amazing Race.
Amazing Race.
Yes.
that would.
Although I guess you don't really get to experience the destination. Just keep running.
I feel, well, it's they true. Say the actual challenges only takes up like 3 hours of their day. And the rest of it, they do get
there
like,
once they get to their destination.
Yeah,
then
the actual
then
challenges doesn't take that
so
long.
So the attention is not real. Wow.
No, the tension is very real. There's $1 million on the line. You got to see Phil.
Just remembered, I did send a tape in once when I was like 23 for a show called The Mole.
Oh,
I remember
The Mole.
Remember that?
Yes. Celebrity Mole.
Yeah, Celebrity Mole. Kristen Wiig.
We need to pull back
Kristen
the mic.
Wiig on Celebrity Mole.
She was on one
Kathy
of them.
Was Kathy Griffith? Wasn't
Kathy
she the
Griffin
one?
What was Kristen Wiig on?
Joe
Schmo show.
Joe Schmo.
Oh, Kristen Wiig was on Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anderson Cooper hosted
did
The
he?
Mole. Celebrity uh-huh. Mole. Watch Celebrity Mole. It's great. If you don't love Kathy Griffin, you should. I think.
Pretty strong words. Pretty strong opinion. Coming in hot.
Oh, boy.
Unfairly maligned.
Yes.
The worst thing about those Trump photos she released was the poor lighting.
Yeah, the lighting was bad on those.
That's true.
But the intent, who cares? It's
who
art.
Cares?
So she made a bad photo. Has she ever made anything that looked good? No.
It's all about the spirit with her, not about the execution.
Yeah.
We had a huge fight about the Gina Rodriguez thing the other night at a restaurant, and people from other tables were coming over and joining, and the bartender got in on it.
Wow.
Everybody had an opinion.
What restaurant was this?
Chatterbugs.
MoMad, right over here.
Oh, okay. MoMad,
yes.
Wow. Okay. What a hot table. Yeah.
Slow night at MoMad. All right, we're getting on this Gina Rodriguez thing.
Can I? Do I have time for another anecdote?
Please.
Sure, of course. Not on a podcast.
As they say.
Please.
I was driving over here and thinking, oh, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And then I saw the little horsey ranch here.
Yeah, there's a horse paddock at the end of my street.
Yeah, a paddock.
That's what it's called.
Right. Yes, it's called paddock. P-A-D-D-O-C-K.
That's correct.
So I don't know if it was this one or Sunset Ranch or one of them, but the very first time I came to LA around 2004, my friend Veronica was running a horse thing, you know, where you go up the mountain and go to a Mexican restaurant and eat.
Oh, one of those horse things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Hollywood.
Sure.
And the very first thing I did, I got to my friend's house. We met up with Veronica. We saddled up on horses, and I just thought Hollywood was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. This is not typical of life here.
Right.
And then we went up to the restaurant, and then we came back down and made a bonfire in the Griffith Park or something. And the stable boy that was putting the horses away, I was just kind of looking over my shoulder. I was like, what a kid. Just like a blonde, porn looking,
right,
buxom.
He works very hard. Yeah, there's a lot of physical activity.
Literally, it was a stable boy. And then my friend was like, I think he's, you know, on your team. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. So I went over and I started flirting, and he was, in fact. Cut to us again, first night in LA, in the hayloft.
Nice.
Having sex on a bale of hay with no running water after.
With a horse.
With the horses below murmuring and skittish.
Sure.
And we cleaned our hands with a Bud Light and went back to the bonfire.
Oh, nice. Wow. I recently read an Amish romance novel.
Of course you have an equivalent to this.
Where these two guys, it was a gay Amish romance novel, of course, and they used saddle grease as lube. And I found that not troubling, but just, I was like, that doesn't seem like a good idea. Did you have, was there just lube available in haystack?
Oh, wow.
It
was a dry experience. It was a hayloft.
Hey.
There we go. That's my anecdote.
There you go.
That's the movie? The time you had hot
now
sex.
Let's talk about a kids movie.
Kids movie? It's basically an adult movie, right?
The movie we are talking about, if you haven't read the episode description, is The Secret of NIMH.
Why
don't you tell us about Secret of NIMH?
All right, I'll tell you some facts I found on the internet. Secret of NIMH is a 1982 animated film directed by Don Bluth, adapted from the novel Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of NIMH.
Thank you.
And it stars the voices of Derek Jacobi, Elizabeth Hartman, Dom DeLuise, and the theatrical movie debuts of both Shannon Doherty and Will Wheaton.
Yes.
And it tells the story of, to save her ill son, a field mouse must seek the aid of a colony of rats with whom she has a deeper link than she ever suspected. There you go. That is the Secret of NIMH.
It's so fun.
Stephen, we asked you to bring in a movie that you were passionate about. Why Secret of NIMH? What is
my childhood, and I'll preface it by saying I hadn't seen it in 20-some years. Mm-hmm. This was my recollection, other than The Dark Crystal, of my favorite childhood movie that I would watch back and forth incessantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
I recall it being, as even as a kid, being extremely dark and adult, so I felt like I was watching an adult movie by watching it.
Right, yeah.
Because the themes are so dark.
It's definitely not like a Disney movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Although it looks like a Disney movie.
It looks like it's a bunch of Disney animators that are defected.
But the tone is very much more darker.
I specifically, image-wise, remember the Nicodemus drawing with the quill at the beginning with the light writing, and that sort of played into my magical forest. I had a little acre. I lived on 1 acre, and I had a little forest area.
Oh, that's so magical.
That I would just sit in, and I'd pretend to be writing on a, you know, as a child, a boy does in Florida in the 80s, writing prophecies.
You will find your way in a hayloft.
So, like everybody, or on alternate days, I was playing Chitara from Thundercats and doing backflips.
Gotta diversify.
Yeah, that's right. But quite mostly personified female animals.
Yes, of course.
Is generally where I am.
Like a furry.
Yeah, that's right.
Hence the horse fucking.
I don't think I had ever seen this whole thing all the way. I knew of it, but I didn't know. Couldn't have told you what The Secret of NIMH was.
Which begs the question, why were you watching clips of it?
Yeah.
I had just seen it.
What context are you watching clips of this movie?
I think like I was like flipping through and it would just be on and I would see moments of it.
Reading Dom DeLuise's comedy research.
Dom DeLuise is a crow. I'm moving on. What's next?
My least favorite part, actually, watching it now back, the comic relief of these things is always so bad.
Well, he's just like a so klutzy crow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always entangled in something.
What would his modern equivalent be? Like, you can't really, you don't have a Dom. Is Seth Rogen a Dom DeLuise?
Maybe.
Who?
Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but I mean, in real life, the actor Dom DeLuise.
Oh, who's like a bumbling idiot? Josh Gad?
Yeah, Josh Gad. Olaf. Olaf. Well played.
We did it. There you go. Checks out.
It's Gans.
But I liked how I didn't realize it was like, oh, it's like a fantasy. It's a true, like, almost Lord of the Rings-esque fantasy tale, but in the trappings of Disney farmhouse animals, which I thought was they had their own mythology, but there's a background of an actual, like, farmhouse. Like, I thought it was just rubble. I didn't know what.
I see. It's such a cool little microcosm. The whole world is just happening in, like, 7 or 8 feet.
Because the mice are basically hobbits, and then the rats are like the humans.
And I love that the biggest thing is this: they live in a cinder block that's going to be hit by a plow.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they must
high
get the
stakes.
Whole world to help them.
Exactly.
There's some little cop outs. I think they're actual physical exertion or teamwork might have helped, but it ended up being an amulet.
Oh yeah, that weird
or
thing.
The deus ex machina, which is not in the book. There's no magic in the book. Apparently, Don Bluth added all of that.
Oh,
it's like they ran out of. We're out of money. We got to add. We got to finish this movie.
Bursts of streaming of lights happening.
Were you struck right at the beginning by how bizarrely anti-feminist it was, or how dated it was, and its sexist?
It was very much like every time they're like, Mrs. Jonathan Brisby.
Miss Jonathan, yes. And then in the first
line,
thought
that was just Tolkien-esque to me because they call him Mr. Frodo, but it was just the proper title. I thought.
Well, he also said, woman, always talking, chattering woman. Oh, woman. That was less Tolkien-esque.
A little bit less.
John, what's your history of The Secret of Mim?
Similar to Steven, like, watched it 100 times growing up, but probably had not seen it also, like, in 20 years. And so in watching it again, I was like, it was that mix of, like surprising and like, oh, right. So it was fun to watch it again. I think the animation is great. Yeah. I think it's really, really wonderful.
As a kid, I thought the graphics, like the cinder block being pulled out of the mud, were so amazing. And now, God, I wouldn't pass at all, right? It looks so silly.
But, no.
No.
Seen it.
It's no Spider-Verse. Tough crowd. Everything has to be up to 2019 standards, all right? Doesn't seem fair,
no,
but
I actually
okay.
Preferred, I would like watch this. I thought like it was better than like Frozen or like more like computer-generated animation. I just thought it more like
well, there's
enjoyable to watch.
You know, there's something about someone drew
you
that
can tell
line,
a human touch, though.
You know?
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the character designs are always a little, he's a little more like anime, like almost like an anime influence to some of the design. That there's like everything's like super detailed. Like Nicodemus isn't just like a mouse. He's like, he's got gnarled fingers.
Everyone's got like warts on their hands.
Right.
There's not a non-warted hand in this entire movie.
Was known for voices or for the animation itself?
For the animation.
He
went on to
was a Disney person, but then.
Got it.
They did American Tail. That was his biggest hit.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg.
Got it.
And then it was pretty much all downhill after that.
Yeah.
What? 50 Went West. There was a like direct-to-video sequel to this one.
Nice. Was it?
It was called like Timothy, the one who's sick. It's
Timmy's.
Like Timmy's helps out, something
and
like that.
And did you see that the rights to the story have been bought by the Russo brothers?
Oh, yeah, that's
we'll
not surprising.
See. That's
everyone loves a property.
People love. Yeah, people already know this. Let's do it again. It did feel like a world that there was a lot more that they could explore.
Sure.
In that world, like they did set up a very fun, interesting
imagine
world.
Imagine what they had was so expensive and time consuming unto itself. It was so short. It was like 80 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's pretty short.
It flies.
I was a little surprised to be what the secret was. I knew it wasn't really a secret in a sense that. They told you that the rats got were due under. There's no spoiler alerts in this.
Yeah, this 30-year-old movie. Yeah, we can do it.
The secret was that NIM, which stood for
National Institute of Mental Health.
Yes, that they had given them drugs that made them more intelligent.
Yeah,
which wasn't really scathing on the part of the hospital. Do you know what I mean? Like. This wasn't so
bad. It was
bad.
About like the secret of like how like they were abusing animals. I felt like that was also the time where it's like, they're testing cosmetics on animals and like doing all this animal cruelty stuff.
But
I think
also,
it was sort of
enough. Once you are super smart, you're like, well, why am I sticking around this science lab for? Get me out of here.
Which is what they did.
Yeah.
But then what's they kind of turned
well, you say it just doesn't sound that bad.
But they ended up saying that their intelligence was working against them because they now needed electricity It's so they were stealing from the farmhouse, right?
I think it was more that they...
It was honor.
When they were just animal rats, like pure... When they were pure rat, they would steal stuff all the time. But now that they had intelligence, they realized that was wrong.
Oh.
And so they had to... Like, they now... Like, they're... Like, it's almost like they had this conscience now. We're like, we have to create our own stuff. It's not fair of us.
It's a moral
tale.
Although
you imagine, like, how much electricity is a bunch of rats in a bush stealing from humans? Like, they're going to be fine. The farmer's going to be okay.
They had a very large cavern.
They did. But also perspective. There's still rats.
But did they say they didn't want to steal it because it was like it wasn't honorable? Like
yeah,
these rats
exactly.
had
like
they wanted
it's
to
like they got some sort of moral compass is what happened as they got their intelligence.
Oh, all right.
Well, as you
that part, gotta watch it again, Steven.
Yeah.
As you
I
may,
don't know nothing about the movies.
As you may or may not know, we are hunting for the gayest movie ever, and we have a very
You really brought a
gunfight. We have an elaborate scoring system out with a bunch of categories, and at the end of this, you will add a category.
I see,
and it will become canon.
Got it.
So we're all going to give it a. We have a bunch of categories. We'll all give it an individual score, then we take the average.
Got it.
All right, so our first category on The Secret of NIMH is homoeroticism. How homoerotic is Secret of NIMH on a scale of 0 to 100?
Jeez.
Now, you are a furry, so we expect you to,
to you can't go over 100.
This is pretty low. We did have the one sexy human hand in the shot. So when he picked up the phone, that was
yeah, it's very alluring.
Ooh, that hand.
The mere mention of a hand.
Well, we had Nicodemus, played by Derek Jacobi, so we had one sister representing.
Okay.
I will say that I think even though, like, yes, he was a rat, but like the what was his, not Jenner, was it? Justin, was it?
No. The Carl. Cool one.
Justin.
Yeah.
I thought, like, if Justin. I was like, all right.
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
If I was a rat, he
nowadays,
could get it.
He'd be cast in a, as a gay guy, right?
No, it's just like, it doesn't have to be gay. Just like who you think is, like, sexy.
Oh,
like homoerotic.
Yes. Justin was the sexiest of the
mice. I would say he would be one I'd be like, all right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
For a rat, sure.
Yeah, that's, yes. So a two? A one?
It's up to you.
Have you had as low as a one in this category?
Oh, we've had zeros. In this category? I don't know.
Yeah, we had, the lowest we've had is, John gave What About Bob a five.
Oh, God. I will say, remember when Justin stops the bad guy from... Mm-hmm. Cutting the rope and the cinder blocks, and then he's got the chubby friend.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that guy's my type.
The chubby friend?
Yeah.
Sure.
Gotcha.
A bear rat.
Yeah. Just cubby. Little cub, sweet cub.
Sure.
Helping out.
And he also sort of like realized, like, oh no, what we're doing is wrong.
He is
that's right.
So,
he did the right
so
thing
you could also,
end.
You know.
Yeah.
So homoeroticism. We need a number.
A one. Two. Do I choose entirely? We
no,
we
it's
each
an
give
average.
One and then an average
okay.
happens. So you can choose however, whatever you want.
Two.
Yeah, there's not a lot to beat off in this movie. I'll give it a five.
Five. I'm going to give it a five. This is the least sexy thing I've ever seen. And I've seen Spotlight.
Do you know what, this is not apropos of nothing, but apparently Don Bluth was upset when they sent it to whatever the rating board is and came back with a G because he wanted it to be PG.
Because
he thought if it was G, it would turn off like more adults.
Of course.
Maybe some sex scenes would help.
Adults aren't coming to this no matter what it's rated. Next category, actual gay characters on a scale of 0 to 100.
God.
I mean, you want to say Dom DeLuise, but he does end up with a woman.
Yeah.
Was he gay?
He wasn't gay. No.
Yeah. Dom DeLuise? Yeah.
He was?
You got Google. Alec, he was absolutely married to a woman. Does that count?
Okay.
Was he out?
I don't think he was out, but yeah,
well,
I'm pretty sure he was gay.
That changes everything about the 80s.
That brings new meaning to Cannonball Run.
Sure.
If he was gay, then I'm so much more into him in that whole era.
I'm pretty sure.
Alec has news.
And here we go.
Uh-oh.
Dom DeLuise has many headlines online that read, Dom, gay? And many of them seem to be referring to a sort of Me Too type allegation against him in the 80s.
Wow.
So,
So we got a little too handsy with the male
PAs. There's your hero, John.
I didn't say he was a hero. I said he was gay.
There's your Harvey Milk.
Oh, wow.
So, actual gay guy. I thought the villain could have been if they had, like, a Vincent Price doing that voice.
That's true. Because
his mannerisms were pretty, like, fey, but the voice was so, like,
does
bland.
Does it count because we're doing voices? I mean, Derek Jacobi is Derek gay, Jacobi. And Nicodemus was single.
But
and
the character,
died
was a very character.
Derek Jacobi was a very sort of, what's his name? I want to say Lord Dumbledore.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
He's very Dumbledore.
I think he gets a pass.
But is that a gay character or that's a gay actor? Mm, this is actual gay characters.
No gay characters, mm-hmm. then. The cat? No. No.
The dragon?
The dragon, the cat. I think we're at a zero then. Is it possible?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't want to upset your scale system. Okay. Yeah.
No, we are looking for accuracy. We are not advocacy.
This is a very scientific, fact-based podcast.
This is a job.
This is a job.
We're going to work.
I'm going to give it a 3 just because I imagine someone's gay.
See, you're being fair. Yeah. All right.
I think we're being fair to society as large to be tough on the movie and accurate.
Okay.
So I'm giving it a 0.
Then I want to give it a 1 for Derek.
Okay. So you're taking it from it had an average of 1 with yours. Now it's taking to an average of 1.33. John is good at math. Next category, factor 0 to 100. How do you define camp? I'd love to hear your take on what do you define as camp?
Oh gosh, camp. A frilly language.
The most articulate,
grasping at the air.
You have that's a hand camp. Up like the Statue just of Liberty without a torch.
There was a lot of camp, a lot of robes, a lot of robes. You know, using tin cans as shoes, sort of like Nicodemus had like jewelry made of bits around the yard.
Sure.
That's camp. That's
a lot of unnecessary lighting effects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They glitter lived under from a rose bush.
Yeah, yeah. You know? She lived in a cinder block, and the smart people lived under a rose bush. That's pretty campy.
Living in a rose bush is the campiest thing you could do, I think, maybe. I live in a rose bush. It's terrible, but beautiful.
And then Dom DeLuise had that crow girlfriend at the end, Edie McClurg.
Love Edie McClurg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had some camp qualities.
So what, on a scale of 0 to 100?
Oh, 100?
To 100.
To 100?
Yeah, that's all these scores have been to 100.
What?
Yeah. I should have listened to
the podcast first. I heard the Brian Safi one. I just didn't finish it.
You stopped before we got to the ratings.
You're doing what? You were doing 5 as in 50%.
No,
5.
Out of 100.
Yeah.
Well, that makes great sense.
Do you want to change your 2 score of homoeroticism?
I guess not, because if we're living in the 5 world, I'm fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, things
it was
get zeros. It's
you
fine.
Can that's why I thought 5 was too fair, because I thought it was 50% of the way to 10. No.
It was too fair?
Too fair.
Too fair. Okay, so for camp, I thought it was fairly campy. I'm going to give it a 45.
45.
Yeah, I think the visuals have a lot of fun camp to it, so I will give it a 45 as well.
I mean, jewelry did save the day.
That's true. It's a huge plot point.
52.
You want to change it to 52?
Yeah, her spirit didn't help. Costume jewelry did.
Thank you. This is pretty campy, but it's also, I got to give it a 40.
All right.
All right.
Sorry. But I do think it's great. Yeah. I just don't think it's that campy.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, next category. Makeover montage. 0 to 100. Is there a makeover montage?
Well, the house,
John will say
the house.
Something. 2 shots together makes a montage. I say no.
They pulled a cinder block out of the mud and put it under a tree root.
But that was not a montage.
It was like
a montage indicates
it was a move that bus moment. Okay.
You know, like classic, and we're going to the mall and trying on different outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's not even a lot of makeovers in this.
No.
Well, they move a house.
It's all straight narrative in real time. There are But they're flashbacks of her husband escaping.
Not a montage.
It's sort of a montage. I would say it's a montage more than a makeover.
So it's not a makeover.
But they also go from like animals to like intelligent. Like higher intelligence.
That's true.
There's a makeover.
There you go.
I would say that's a makeover.
That is a montage too. Yeah. Okay then.
Well, so what do you want to give it?
What do you want to give it?
18.
I'll give it a 20.
John.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 20.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
Talked you into it.
Talked me into it. I forgot about the brain sequence. That's not the word.
The brain sequence. Mm-hmm.
Next category, over-the-top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh.
Nicodemus.
I think all the rats, really. Like,
oh, yeah.
All a little. It's very sort of, it's sort of Game of Thronesy, what they're all wearing.
Well, the rat soldiers.
Or like Robin Hood. I would say Disney's Robin Hood.
The rat soldiers had a Napoleonic sort of thing. Like a little
Three
French
Revolution-y.
Yeah.
And then she just had great tattered bits.
She just had the one tattered
boho, bits. The one like Little Red Riding Hood sort of thing.
Yeah.
She could just get up and go.
Yeah,
Mrs.
just like half-length sweater, you know. And then, of course, Nicodemus. Obviously. Great robes.
And the villain.
And the villain.
Jenner.
He was dressed.
Yeah, he was
Did they wear pants? Were they the type of animals that wear a jacket but no pants? Because like, that's homoerotic.
You say Donald Duck is homoerotic?
A sailor without pants? I'm not saying it meant anything to me, but
he's
I noticed.
More Porky Pig.
I see.
Porky Pig is more my type.
got it. So we're going to give it on over-the-top wardrobe.
43.
I think just the fact that animals are wearing clothes is over-the-top. So I will give it a 70. Yeah.
70?
70.
Nice.
I mean, in a cartoon, it's not crazy for animals to wear clothes.
Well, all right.
I would say.
I'd say that is
almost expected. This isn't Watership Down.
All right.
To me, it is like a fantasy movie. So seeing people in fantasy clothes doesn't strike me as that over-the-top.
Uh-huh.
But I do think. I love Nicodemus's look. He was like very striking. The villain was pretty good. I'll give it a 30.
Alrighty.
Wow.
Okay. Next category. You mentioned it earlier. Does it hold up? 0 to 100.
Story wise, for sure. Animation.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. I mean, there's a little bit of sort of like the we were talking about like the sexism before.
Yeah.
Or not even. I mean, it's not like direct sexism so much as it's sort of like
right. And she is the hero in the end. It's her journey.
Yeah, I still bump up against though that I guess the amulet finds the true heart in people
because she showed courage.
Right.
That's a little fuzzy that whole part.
Yes, right. Because she sort of walked away and then it lit up.
No. Everyone else had walked away, and she was the one who kept fighting.
Oh, okay.
And they sort of pulled her away.
Did I see this movie?
Yeah. Did you start watching it and be like, oh, never mind.
Fast forward. Did that
I
not...
think you watched Sully, is what you saw.
What was the category?
Does it hold up? Does it hold up?
I think
the category is, do you remember it?
Having just watched it, how much do you remember?
I think it's still very watchable. I'm going to give it a 78.
78!
Yeah, there's not much, I think, if like you were making it today that I feel like, oh, you have to change that.
Right.
So I'll give it an 85.
And I love just the hand-drawn animation. It's just like a treat. You just don't see it
so
anymore.
Watch, yeah.
Or if it is hand-drawn, it's like computer-enhanced or something, but there is just something so charming, and like it's like it was like the perfect movie to watch late at night because like a great bedtime story.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, I'll give it an 80.
All righty.
I thought it really held up. I thought it was great. All right. Next category, drag queen inspiration. 0 to 100. It's basically like iconic looks.
Right.
I think Mrs. Brigsby.
Mrs. Brisby?
What's her name? Brisby?
Well, here's the fun thing. So it was her name in the novel was Frisbee, but then they got like a lot. They're worried about a lawsuit.
From the WAMO Corporation.
Wow. But they didn't change it until after they had recorded all the voices, or they had done most of the recording of the voices, and they didn't have the budget to have people come back. So they found other places in the dialogue in the recordings where they had said the
deep cut Wikipedia here.
Put it in there.
Wow.
So they had to splice it in.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. Funny.
Isn't that a fun little factoid? You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's why
Hollywood
I'm here.
Legends. drag queen inspiration. So Nicodemus is not quite that.
I do think Mrs. Brisby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think that to me is not like I've never seen the movie, but I know Mrs. Brisby. I know a rat wearing a red sweater.
You know, it's not Little Red Riding Hood.
You know what I mean? Like that. I feel like I've seen that image so many times.
Yes.
So that to me is like an iconic look.
Okay.
It's probably the most iconic look from the whole thing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I like that's also the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it though.
That's
maybe that's it.
Yeah,
everything
that's
else
it.
Is just kind of like traditional fantasy trappings.
Mm-hmm.
29 for me.
29. I love your odd numbers.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. I'm going to give it a 12.
12?
What?
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm celebrating you.
Wow. Please, more IMDb trivia, John.
We haven't even got to the death of the actor yet.
That's true.
Wow.
The death of the actor.
It's coming. It's going to come in a category, maybe.
Maybe. We'll let it happen organically.
I'm going to give it 38.
Okay.
Wow.
Just for that right. red sweater.
It's a cape.
It's not a sweater. next category, caper music. 0 to 100.
Now let's talk about the actress's
let's talk
death.
About murder now. caper music. Fuck. No.
I mean, there's like sort of fun music when she's like trying to get out, escape that birdcage. Yeah. She's trying to poison the cat.
Sure. Just to put it to sleep. They're not trying to kill it.
But there's no theme song, right? There's no.
No, that theme song is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is
go
there one?
Go to sleep. Or just something like
there's
that.
A, there's like a closing credit song yeah. by Paul Williams, which you is like nonsensical lyrics. But is that his name, Paul Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not his finest hour.
No, it's not his best work, but.
What would have been if we did it now, it would be like a Lizzo mashup. Yeah. With
we got those rats. Yeah. We got those eyes.
Well, it's coming out. They're going to do a new one, so it will.
Oh,
we'll
that's
have
right.
a new original theme song.
So what are you going to give it on caper music? We'll get to theme song later. Don't you worry.
14.
14.
Yeah, I'll give it a... The music in those sections was fine. I'll give it a 21.
21. I'll give it 20. Right. Giving it an average,
18.33. Wow.
Okay. There you go. Next category, teamwork.
Ugh.
0 to 100. I mean, those rats are literally working as a team.
They're working
they
as
have
a team.
Pulleys.
That counts as a gay quality.
They all come together to help Mrs. Jonathan Brisby.
Yeah. Where did teamwork become a gay quality?
Talk
and
to
where are you
Parham.
Witnessing
talk
this?
Talk to Lenham Parham. This is her category.
On Hoosiers.
Oh, right. I see. Yes. Lennon. How sincere.
disgusting.
How dare she? Oh, woman of the world. teamwork. Yeah, tons of it. Everybody working together.
Yeah. I always assume you go into a movie like where there's rats because the first image you see of the rats is literally like scurrying and they're in silhouette.
Yeah.
And I was expecting them to be like mean or like a Templeton, you know,
no.
Charles
right.
Webb. But these are like, oh, these are rats that are like cool and noble.
They came sure. to the aid.
That was really
yes.
Inspired. I
really,
thought.
The only mm-hmm. cat was the only enemy. So that's pretty good. I'm going to give it a like 72.
72.
High
year my
there.
Brother was born.
I will give it an 80.
80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that everyone comes together as soon as they find out that she needs help. They're all like, all right, we're going to help her out. They have teamwork in escaping from Nim.
Right.
There's a lot of teamwork in this.
Tons of teamwork.
Why don't they just leave the yard?
They were doing that. They're in the process of doing that.
Right. Well, they moved the cinder block to a place where the lee of the stone. Yes.
They said several
the
times.
The plow couldn't get them, but why don't they just leave the whole area?
I mean, why don't the hobbits leave the Shire?
Mm.
I'm going to give it a 90.
Why? What's happening in the Shire?
Shit happens. Industrialization. Next category.
I didn't see those. I didn't see those.
You didn't see Lord of the Rings?
Haven't seen any of them?
I saw a one.
Sure.
A one?
Mm.
Okay.
The one that leads up to a dragon. And then when the dragon didn't happen, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Was that The Hobbit?
You saw The Hobbit.
Oh, I saw The Hobbit.
Yeah, those ones aren't very good.
Oh.
you're fine. Next thing, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people on a scale of 0 to 100?
Oh Lord, let's give it.
You're at Brooklyn Bussy Massacre. You said, you know what you gotta watch.
Like, you're gay. Have you seen Secret of Nim?
When I was at Brooklyn Sperm Bank, I turned to bottom number 19 and said, "Have you seen The Secret of Nim?" Oh, low 17.
17. You wouldn't recommend it at all
to gay people. No, you don't need it.
You don't need it. But do you want it?
Do you want it? Yeah, I'm going to have to get, say like a 15. I'd be like, it's good, but I wouldn't be like, you got to see Secret of Nim.
You got it's going to change your life.
You check it out.
Yeah, there's probably like a million movies. the only movie we would recommend less. Well, hold on. I'm going to give it a 10. Okay. The only movie we would is giving an average of 14. Oh, it's currently tied
with?
For the bottom. And likely to recommend gay people with Good Will Hunting.
Ah, yes. How funny.
All right, next category. This, you ready for some controversy?
I'm ready for some controversy.
How much felt on a scale of 0 to 100?
Who gave this category?
Tony Rodriguez.
Oh, Tony.
He had Muppets Take Manhattan. He was playing the game.
He's really playing the game hard.
He's in it to win.
Mm-hmm.
How much felt? Jeez.
I mean, it'd have to be implied felt because it's animation.
Sure.
I think maybe the wallpaper in the farmhouse could have had felt qualities.
Felt highlights.
Definitely checked.
I think any of their outfits could have been felty.
Yeah. Mm. But it felt like thick.
Yeah, it's thick. It's not really wearable.
On a small frame, it'd be hard. Sure. It'd be very blocky. I would think.
Wouldn't be very forgiving.
It's a costume fabric, not stiff. A daily wear.
Felt is stiff, right?
Yeah, it's stiff. Yeah, it's like usually kind of like cardboard.
Yeah, it doesn't breathe.
Wait. What's felt?
Like a hat? Felt is technically like a process.
I'm thinking like velour paper.
Velour paper.
You know what I mean?
I know her. Where it
you know where it's textured on one side and then like squeaky on the other?
Squeaky, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Squeaky paper?
You know, squeaky fabric paper.
Squeaky fabric paper.
Double
tip
act.
Tip your waitresses.
Oh, no felt. Jeez. Well, right, now 12. Let's say
12.
Felt
yeah, where
fabrics.
Could we think? I mean, they're so crafty with all the stuff they have in their lives. There's gotta be some little felt somewhere. I'll 12, I'll say it as well.
You know, I'm yeah, let's 12.
Oh, 12's wow. Across the board.
12. It is the third lowest rated
song. That's how easy it is. What is it?
The third lowest rated. It has an average of 12, but then behind that is Good Will Hunting with 7, and then Mission Impossible Fallout with 1.
Okay.
Next category, facial hair. On a category of 0 to 100.
Oh, whoa, very
this one,
good.
Nicodemus.
I think this has got to be 100. All of them. They're literally
all
rats. Their faces are nothing but hair.
Wow, farmer. We did it. And who came up with this category and thought they were going to win it?
Nick Weiger,
because of Mission Impossible Fallout with mustache. Henry Cavill's mustache.
Got it. We're going to beat him. This is all hair all day. Other than the crow, everyone has hair. We're
but
going
is that fur?
It's just a facial hair.
Well,
that's what it is.
It's facial hair. It's
is fur, not hair?
Are rats?
I don't know. Just the category's not facial fur.
I'm just asking. Have hair, not fur.
You're just asking the question.
I'm just asking.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say 98
same.
For yeah, this
one. Too.
Oh,
I'm dying 95.
Knock you down 2 points. What are you giving it? 95.
Because the cat and the crow.
The crow. The cat has hair, too.
The crow is feathers. Crow.
And also,
feathers.
Like, doesn't the farmer, the one scene
the
we see him?
The farmer has a great
he's
mustache.
He's got a big old mustache.
Oh,
he's got a big, bushy mustache.
Good. Yeah, that's true.
So if you were to dress up as one of the rats, you would just cover your face in hair?
You'd at least try to create the illusion of hair.
That sounds like a lot of commitment. You would wear a jock strap and then a little cap that said Secret of NIMH. That's what I would wear.
Really smart.
What did you give it, John?
I said 98.
98. I'm going to give it a 60.
Okay. Sheesh. Why?
Because I like Nicodemus, and I feel like Nicodemus and the farmer were the most I could. The other ones, like, I don't think just a rat having just covered in body hair. To me, that didn't read as like, oh, a distinct facial. Like, Nicodemus's mustache
he's
is like
a
clearly
choice.
A thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other ones were just like, well, that's just their bodies.
Okay.
But hey, it's got an 84.33, making it second in facial hair behind mm-hmm. Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah.
So that's nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing to sneeze at. Don't sneeze at that hair.
Next category, broken glass on a scale of 0 to 100.
I'm so interested in who the categories are from. You don't have to tell me, everyone. Broken glass. Let's see. Oh,
I don't know if there's any.
Well, she got out of the birdcage. That was a plastic water.
That was a plastic
thing.
Yeah,
no glass there.
But didn't some stuff like break in there like...
In the farmhouse.
I think it's probably just too hard to animate. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Was there a beaker or a vial broken
so.
In the lab?
Maybe in the
no,
lab, sure.
But nothing breaks. I think we're grasping at straws here, fellas. Mm-hmm.
Zero.
I'm just going to give it a 3 because I'm sure when the thing fell, something happened.
Because you're sure when the thing fell,
I feel like
something
exactly.
happened.
An assortment, yeah. Like had a vanity with
those
little
yeah, things. Exactly. How can it lose?
When he was like, an atomizer.
When the thing I thought happened in the outside of the shot in a different room.
Minerals mm-hmm. in his hair.
I'm giving it a 0.
All right.
Great. Next category, male gaze. Like, how is the camera accentuating the male form? How is the how
gaze,
much is
G-A-Z-E?
The G-A-Y-Z-E, the correct spelling?
G-A-Y-Z-E.
So how is like how horny is the camera for a male form? Like that's well, intentional. Can. Like, you know, it's intentional.
We've got Justin, we've got
we've got the sidekick.
Yeah. She had in her contract only close ups for her. So let's see. Group shot. Nicodemus had some deep eye writing moments.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll give it a 22.
22.
I'm going to have to score a little lower. Than I'm going to give it a. I'll give it a 12.
12, a little lower, almost half. yeah, I don't think Don Bluth is horny at all. I looked him up, Mormon. So that made
sense.
Oh, there he is.
And how old when he made it? 60s?
No, I think he's in his 30s or 40s.
See? I did my research.
I'll give it a 10.
All right. Nice.
Giving an average of 14.67.
Okay.
Next category, angry phone hangups. 0 to 100. The farmer's on the phone.
The farmer's on the phone.
But does he angrily hang up?
I mean, he did say you can just get rid of the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
So he's being positive. He's not mad at anybody.
He's complicit.
Well, he was sort of like, oh, I'm so done of all this. So done with them.
24. Depends how many categories you have.
I'll give it a 9.
9. I think I'm going to give a 0. There was neither angry. It wasn't angry. Okay, next category. Titular theme song.
What was the name of the theme song?
Well, it wasn't. It was the closing credits. But it was. What was the name of it?
Was it called Secret of Nim?
No, it was like Good Night Lullaby or something really
dream by night, candlelight. Let's all touch the sky. It was pretty like snooze. You could tell it was like first draft. He was like, yeah, here you go. Here's in my trunk.
The check clear.
11.
11.
Well, titular, he had nothing. We don't know.
He doesn't say, this so is zero. The secret of Nim.
Yeah, they never do that.
0-0.
Zero.
I'll give it a 3 just because there was a song.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 0.
Alrighty, so it gets 1 point.
1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next category. Entrances with pizzazz.
Oh, there was
zero
many
of those.
There
was a bunch of those.
The crow, Dom made an entrance. The little gentleman, the scientist mouse that helped her in the beginning, took a bucket to get to his lair.
That was very exciting.
Yes, Nicodemus had
The
amulet itself.
Right. Rose, when they like walk tons. Into that like meeting and Jenner's all like holding court.
The dramatic exit of the lab rat cage.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon coming out. Yeah, there was a lot. This is a high category. 87.
87.
I'll give it a 60.
60. I'll give it a 65.
All right.
A lot of pizzazz in this movie. Sure, it's full of pizzazz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next category. Non-traditional murder weapons. The plow, maybe?
The plow itself? Also the cinder block?
Yeah, no one dies.
No, but the kids were in the cinder block, and he tried to cut it. And
that's
the
how Nicodemus died.
Oh, a cinder block?
They wanted to die by mud and trapped in stone.
But they didn't die.
But Nicodemus did get killed by them.
Nicodemus did?
Nicodemus got killed by the falling cinder block.
You don't remember? Yeah.
Nicodemus, the wizard,
Nicodemus,
or the bad guy?
The wizard.
I don't remember.
Was murdered by them as they were trying to move the cinder block.
He was literally killed by
Jenner, the
Witch of the West.
Yeah. Right.
Very gay. Very
so traditional. If you're dying like the Wicked Witch of the West, you are queer, honey.
84.
84.
I'll say 60.
60. That's right, non-traditional murder web. But I don't think I have seen people die by cinder block in a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it's not untraditional. So I'll give it a 50.
Wait, what was your argument? I'm sorry, so I want to unpack that a little bit.
Have seen it?
I have seen it a few times. I've seen people like throw cinder blocks. It's like a classic weapon.
What are you talking about?
Any Charlie Kung Chaplin Fu movie.
What?
Anything
a
set in rubble.
Kung Fu movies? Oh, that's very racist of you.
You've never seen someone use a cinder block as a weapon?
To murder someone?
But then they punch it perfectly and break it in half.
They do that too, yeah.
You know,
you've never seen a movie set on a construction site, an action sequence?
You should do Kung Fu Hustle. That's such a good movie.
I love Kung Fu.
Oh,
that's
wow, a good that's one. A good one.
Okay,
it's
next category.
Gay. And there's a gay guy in it. Go on, sorry.
Breath acting.
Ugh.
0 to 100.
There's wheezy Nicodemus.
A lot of wheezing. A wheezing rat.
Dom DeLuise is overweight and can't quite get to the microphone.
He just groped an intern.
The cat itself is just...
Itself.
Especially when it's like dry.
I've been thinking about this category. Like, how do you... I think it's almost like... acting where the vocal cords aren't engaged, but there's like breath escaping
like devoiced
from the body.
Oh, okay.
Can you give me an example, famous example? Like
not
Catherine
a famous
Turner.
Example. Famous.
Jessica Rabbity.
This came off of the movie Scream, if that helps.
Oh, just lots of this. I see.
Yeah. I think sort of using your breath, in sort of not direct ways, not sort of everyday ways.
Bad
probably.
In college?
Yeah, bad acting.
Bad acting, yeah.
There's a lot of, what's her name, like the sort of fussy aunt. Or she wasn't like the aunt, but the neighbor. She had a lot of like trills in her voice.
Oh, yeah, the woman, what's her name?
Yes. Auntie Shrew.
Auntie Shrew, that's it. Yeah.
17.
But I also thought like every time, like, because Nicodemus was very breath acting. He's like, and literally every time they said,
didn't kill him,
the lee of the stone.
He would have smoked her.
He would have passed into the night. With yeah. Maggie Smith this week.
There was a
window open.
Just by virtue of the fact that for most of them were doing, their performances were just like their voices.
Right.
I would say, I'm going to give it a 75.
75. I'm going to give it a 15.
Okay.
75.
Well, just because like so much of their acting was just through their voice and their breath. And they did a lot of sort of like voice.
Just being alive.
That's like acting. Well, that's
you know
talking.
What? You, okay.
Category's not talking.
So I can
breath
be
acting?
I
okay.
can be in an animated movie because I'm talking.
Yeah. Mm. Someone could set this conversation to animation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Would you imagine? They did
hey,
that
that's
to
the next step of podcasting. Do it.
They did
animate
that with Ricky Gervais's podcast.
Yeah.
They did that a long time ago.
Never mind.
It was not very watchable.
I'd rather see the image in my mind. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Next category, mannequins on 0 to 100. How many mannequins are in Secret? I don't think there's any.
Not one.
Yeah, I don't
one.
Think there are.
Zero.
Tough.
Yeah, I'll also have to go zero on this one.
Zero. Wow. This is the lowest rated with a zero, followed closely by Sleepaway Camp because John gave it a 3, giving an average of 1.
But that's because there were some dead bodies. Like,
those are
it's hard,
there were
like,
no mannequins in it, though.
Okay.
Obviously, the it's top is mannequin.
No, was was it?
It wasn't mannequin?
We haven't done mannequin
yet. We haven't done mannequin.
Yet.
Oh. We can do every movie.
It was the horror movie. What was it called?
Sleepaway Camp?
No, no, the one that it came from.
Oh, Tourist Trap.
Tourist Trap.
A lot of mannequins.
A lot of mannequins. Tourist Trap. You should check out Tourist Trap.
It's Tourist Trap.
It's a fun one.
Right. 80s slasher.
Got it.
Next guy, dramatic lighting. 0 to 100.
Oh, this
baby.
Is real high.
Yeah.
Oh,
80.
Okay.
80. Oh, I'm going
did I say
like
80?
I'm going 97.
Did I
did
say 80?
I thought you said.
You just
like
said 80
said
right
baby.
Now.
Baby.
He said
oh,
baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
95.
95.
All lighting, all
okay.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes
97.
Oh yeah.
So I'm giving it 97. I'm gonna yeah. I'll
movie.
Give it 96.
Was there even a daytime scene? Not even.
There sort of was when they were plowing.
Oh yeah, you're right. We should have met the
crow. But like those sunset fights, you know,
like the light comes up when he's drawing.
So many yeah. silhouettes.
The light that comes out of the amulet.
In the amulet.
They figured out how to do
to go
beams.
Down.
Mm-hmm. So sharp, angular beams of light.
As she's like
movie.
First entering the world of the rosebush, there's all those like Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm. All right, next category. There's only two more, and then it's your category.
You get to create a category.
Really quick, while I'm thinking of
yes.
this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it have to be related to this movie, or it's totally separate?
Up to you.
However,
you
have two options.
Okay, great.
We'll get to that after two more questions.
Next category, strident women.
Wow.
0 to 100.
Anti-shrew.
I mean,
anti-shrew.
That's literally a synonym for strident woman.
That's
anti-shrew.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
She's like one of three women in this movie.
Yeah, the farmer's yeah. wife. She
farmer's wife, she's a little
parent.
Sort of
she's
like,
a little young.
I don't like those rats.
Right.
Would you say Mrs. Brisby is a little mousy?
Oh, okay. All right. Right. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, guys. This is our last episode.
They certainly didn't outnumber anybody, but
no.
It's up there. So for that age, when you only get two or three female characters, I'm giving this a 68.
68.
I'm going to give it a... So wait, there we think there's
three. The crow,
well, there's Mrs.
Shrew.
Risby, the shrew. The crow is a small part. And there's also Shannon Doherty, who's not
oh,
very
right.
the daughter.
She's a
she's
little
sweet.
Bossy, but not
oh,
really.
Yeah. She's the
except
middle
for
child,
herself.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't call her strident.
Yeah,
but I think we could reclaim strident. It doesn't have to be a negative,
right? But I still wouldn't call her strident.
No, she's pretty.
I'm
massive.
Gonna give it a 68.
68 tied with Steven. I got to give it a 50.
Okay.
Giving an average of 62. Number one is still Sleepaway Camp. Next category, fun fonts. 0 to 100.
Well, we had like a lit up calligraphy at the beginning.
I mean, the actual title itself.
The title
of
itself is fun. The writing on the back of the amulet.
The absolutely. End credits are great.
Oh, yeah,
credits
the writing on the
fun.
Back. Yes. The fact that they learn to read to open the cage.
That's true.
The font on
there's
the
font
lab
there.
Cage.
The latch
sure.
thing, yeah.
It's pretty good.
There's a lot of fun fonts in mm-hmm.
So
Secret
much
Inn.
Fun fonts.
I'm going to give it a 47.
47.
They fucking nailed it. 47.
No more fun fonts could ever exist in a movie. 12. What's 100 to you? Helvetica, the documentary? It's probably hard to draw Helvetica. Maybe that's why they went for more angular
mm,
things.
True.
a movie that's fairy tale style where they turn the page, you know,
oh, like a classic
it.
Disney where they open the
like
book.
A Bible
that's
movie.
More a category of book.
That's still a font.
Pages turning.
That's nothing to do with the fonts, though.
Never-ending story. We get high font calligraphy.
Sure, true. Yes.
Font queen. Yes.
Wingdings. The Futura is female. John, what are you going to give it in Hong
Kong? I'll give it a 55.
55. You guys are nuts. I'm giving it an 80.
Okay.
That'll be the one. Three of these. I've given everyone an 80.
On my drive home, this one will be the regret.
Yeah, this is the wit of the
It's not really later. Too late if you want to change it. You can. I think we can. We haven't moved on to the next category.
Nope. He likes to commit.
Okay.
Some people like regrets.
That's what he lives off of.
Next category, cheerworthy cameos.
Ugh.
I don't know if there's any. Maybe that amulet? I don't know.
I mean, Dom Deluise was a big star then.
Not a cameo,
sure.
I would say.
Not quite a cameo.
Yeah.
Edie McClure?
Because In and Out can't hang out, right? Yeah. Right?
Is that what he said?
No, I don't know. Did I rhyme?
You did.
Yeah.
Wait, did I rhyme?
It was like a cameo was an in and out thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. It's quick. Like
what's it
scene?
Short for? Is cameo short for something?
Camouflage? I don't know.
Camouflage.
It was a camouflage. Opportunity? No?
No. Is it an acronym? It's like a French, the little thing is like a...
Okay, yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
A jewelry.
You cracked it.
Yeah.
Also, when we get to the death of an actress, there's a word I want to use that has a Latin root.
We're getting towards the end. You got to get to the death of an actress.
I think it's going to be the last question.
Oh, I see. So cheerworthy cameo.
Is there anyone who we would even consider a cameo, whether cheerworthy or not? I'm saying, like, I don't think there really is.
I think this is a
unless the National Institute of Mental Health is like, yay!
Yeah, like that would be the opportunity to have like a what's his name from House was the doctor of NIMH. That was been way before the fact.
Sure.
Nothing. Five.
Five.
I will give it a zero.
John, a new era. Giving zero.
I'm being way too generous today.
No.
I'm also giving
great.
It a zero. Giving it a 1.67. All right. Steven, now it's time for you to create a category.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking of one that was related to the movie, which was someone having a conversation in a mirror to someone behind them.
Oh.
That's fun.
The other option was like an AIDS memorial moment where someone's like, we lost a lot of friends.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
So,
but it doesn't have to actually be AIDS, but just a solemn moment of those people are
remembering those we've lost.
Yes.
Remembering those who came before.
A
which
memorial
one
moment.
To you more? I'll leave it up to you.
I love the mirror one.
I think the mirror one is more limiting than felt, is my worry.
But I do feel like if that's in a movie, you know, that's a pretty gay movie.
Well, if you did Down Nasty, the mirror
moment.
Thing would be just
well, sure.
all over the place.
I mean, it's like dramatic, it's soapy, it's
do
campy,
the memorial,
it's something
sure,
that
sure.
never it's happens good. In real life. It's heightened.
That are, I mean, you've never talked to someone through a mirror in real life?
Through a mirror?
Like using a mirror to be like, oh, to talk?
No.
All right. Okay.
Turn around.
Well, when you're doing
well,
your
sometimes
hair.
Sometimes you're doing something. You're doing
you're
makeup
with
someone.
Your husband
just
and doing feels, your hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
you don't have time.
You don't have time to turn and look, crane my neck.
I don't know where the tickets are, Gregory.
They certainly do it in Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. Yeah. I know. I mean, there's an iconic one in Showgirls,
yes.
certainly.
So
but,
what do you want to do?
I like also getting AIDS in there.
To get
the AIDS in there. Never
I think
forget.
That like a reflection
moment?
Of those we've lost, like a moment of that to me seems more.
What do we call it? Memorial moment?
Memorial moment.
A memorial moment.
I think that works.
I like that it. One.
All okay. right. Memorial moment.
Could be cancer,
so what do you
could
give Secret of NIMH in terms of memorial moments?
But, well, yeah. When we have the death of the husband
yes.
Throughout the entire
there's so many,
thing.
How many times are like, Mrs. Jonathan Brisby? And they all sort of like bow to her.
And all the
and
animals
like,
lost at the lab.
How many of you guys fucked my
nice.
Husband?
It's like, it 72.
72.
I'm going to give this one because there's that. There's also like when they think, I'm going to give this one a 95.
95?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I want to.
Great. Just that's how this works.
Yep.
Just whatever uh-huh. you feel like. Not but why do we watch the movie?
Who checks these numbers?
You can just name whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
I don't because how you just did the memorial moment, like there's we've a lot of lost. That feels less than like, oh, you're the related to the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it didn't
you're
feel
right.
Like
but they do
right.
also
memorial.
Have that moment where they think the kids and they're like, no, we've lost the kids. Let's go
but
back.
This
like,
I feel more the spirit of memorial moment is like we've lost them in the past. This happened like 10 years ago. It's like it's now later.
You're that's right. I want to go down on mine. What was mine?
72?
54.
You don't need to let him bully you.
We're having a conversation. If I convince anyone of anything, he says it's bullying.
He's looking at you and rolling his eyes at me while you're talking.
Through a mirror.
I guess we should have gone with that category.
I'm giving it a 35.
Okay.
Giving an average of 61.33.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Now we're into the bonus round.
Uh-huh.
You can make up a lot of points here. You probably won't, but you could. Okay, this is things we all kind of agree on. They're like
sort of yes or no. Yes, there's or not no like a category. It's like it did or it didn't.
All right, so it gets -5% of each instance.
Wait, hold on.
We have to go back to the memorial.
Oh, right, we
moment.
Need to talk about like the dead actress.
So Eastman Hartman, Mary Hartman,
Mary Hartman. That very iconic, fun.
We running out of time.
Elizabeth Hartman.
Elizabeth Hartman took her life.
She was the voice of Mrs.
After
Brisby.
The movie. By okay.
Defibrillation?
Fenestration.
What is that?
Defenestration. That's it. And when I read that on Wikipedia, I did my Latin high school homework. Fenestra for window.
She jumped through a window?
She jumped through a window.
Damn.
Broken glass.
And took her life. That's a memorial moment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to put my score
I mean,
up.
Right now we're having a memorial
moment. Yeah.
But this
I think
is not
a young woman
him.
Dying from mental illness as a Margot Kidder, Shelley Duvall sort of, soon to be Shelley Duvall, quality.
Wait, sure. What do you know about Shelley Duvall? When Dr.
It's
Sleep
coming.
Comes out.
And Maggie Smith. It has a quality about that. I just want to add that in.
Fair enough.
Sure.
That's it.
Great.
Go on with your bonus round.
Okay. Straight actors playing gay roles. -5% each instance. Well, there are no gay
roles.
Doesn't
really happen. So this is sort
zero.
Of a non. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So it's not penalized or rewarded.
No, the answer.
All right. Next category. Positive portrayals of homosexuality.
Similarly, neither.
Neither. Yeah, done. And then -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it does not penalize 50% of its points.
Okay. So out of a total possible points of 2,550,
wow.
Secret of NIMH has scored 830.67,
wow.
Giving it an average, a percentage, total possible points, 32.58, making it the 17th gayest movie of all time.
Wow.
Not as gay as Hoosiers, but gayer than The Third Man.
Wow.
Okay.
Applause.
I'm surprised that Hoosiers was gayer than this.
Well, little boys in basketball shorts.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That's right. Much more homoerotic than this movie.
Well... We did it.
We sure did. We sure did it.
And the brunch you served was lovely.
Anytime.
If you could see the spread, guys. Wow.
So many different kinds of melon.
Well, we got some listener feedback.
We did get some
already.
Feedback.
Already.
People have called into this podcast.
From Instagram user at Palm Crash Valentine, he said, "Does renaming the broken glass category to shattered glass clarify the campy intent? I am working my way through the pod from the start, so I've not yet heard this discourse. So this may be answered on the episode. It hasn't.
It has not.
What do we think? Does renaming it shattered broken glass to shattered glass?
I would agree because when you first said broken glass, I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, I realize what they mean now.
I think shattered glass definitely makes it more dramatic.
Yes. Mm.
Well, I reached out to the person who created this category, Brian Salfi, for a response, his thoughts.
Okay.
And he replied, yes, it does. Shattered glass is so much better, and I'm embarrassed I didn't word it that way to begin with. This administration has gotten the best of me. Shatter is gay for break, like devastate is gay for hurt, and fly is gay for walk. All hail Palm Crash Valentine, which is gay for Steve. So I think this is the first time we've done this. We are now going to retroactively rename a category.
Oh, I'm glad you've decided that.
Well, wow. Do you not want to do something fun, John?
Okay. Oh, boy.
So from here on out, broken glass is shattered glass.
All righty.
Wow.
John, do you have any feedback?
We did get an email from John St. Dennis. He says, hello, I've been a fan of y'all's appearances on High and Mighty for a while now. So when I heard that you had your own podcast and what it was, I loudly shouted, fuck yeah. Thankfully, I was alone in a rental car at the time.
A rental car must be nice.
It's got money.
He said, very, very sweet. He said, the podcast quickly entranced and I always bump it up to the top of my queue when a new episode drops. If I'm down about the state of the world, hearing y'all perks me right up.
Oh, well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. If he's down about the state of the world. If you're not down, you're not paying attention.
And then he also, there's some more stuff, but I'll just, this one thing he says, can't think of a good transition edit, but I want to make sure you knew that longtime Muppeteer Richard Hunt, who did Scooter, Gladys the Cow, and Janice, was openly gay. Oh, I guess it doesn't really count for a gay character, but it should add some more points. Not that it's currently needed to Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah.
And then he says, P.S. Mark, never stop being accurate in your scoring and calling out others. You're outright.
I felt
75
it.
Gives us life.
Wow.
Thank you, John St. Dennis.
Is that getting through to you, John? What you call bullied, as others call light.
Delightful. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all for us. Steven, is there anything you'd like
you
to promote?
Plug? How can people follow you, find you?
My life is in shambles. Let's see.
Everything love that I'm book.
I got nothing to promote. Nope.
How can we find you?
You can find me at I am Stephen G with a PH on Instagram or Twitter. I don't really go to Twitter. Don't do that one, actually. No, don't.
Fair enough.
Grinder, Scruff, Jacker, Mr. Manhunt. I'm still on it. I'm available.
Stephen with a PH on all those as well.
Stephen with a PH. He's unbalanced.
I'm a service top, so you're in charge, but I'm doing the work.
Fair enough.
Let me know.
Like a contractor.
So you're searching for a power bottom, is what you're
That's
saying?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Just someone to tell me what to do.
Great. Well, good luck with that. please rate, review, subscribe, leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah,
that helps
iTunes.
Us. Yeah, 5 stars.
Yeah.
And then follow us Twitter and Instagram at @twooldqueens.
Or you can email us at Gmail, also at twooldqueens@gmail. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. We'll see All you right. next week.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Nim.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.